Okay, today's daf is Gittin daf Chaf Hey. We are on Chaf Dalet Amid Beis, and we are towards the bottom. We are at the statement of Amar Rav. Amar Rav, so we're speaking about our Mishnah that we had yesterday. We started the third Perek, Baruch Hashem, and Perek Kol Aget, and we spoke about all different types of Gittin that have various chisronos, various limitations on their powers. So we went from min hakal ela min hakaved ela kal, right? The ones we have. What if you have a get that was not written at all for gittin, right? It was just written for sofrim to practice their handwriting. What if you have a get that was written for someone else but not for me? What if it's written for the person but written for a different wife? What if it was written for the person and for one of his wives without specifying? So we said all of those do not work. The last one being because of Breira. Good. And we spoke about the Nodabi Huda and Purin Shuba about how is it ever possible to give two Gittin. He did, if you trick the people, right? You give one and then you say make a mistake and give the other one to make sure that they have full das for the Gittin. Okay, either way, now we have a four-way Machlokes Amoraim. Four Shitas, says the Gemara. Amarav, eight lines up from the bottom, about. Amarav, Kulan, Postlin, Bikahuna, Chutzmin, Arishon. Rav says, even though all these Gittin in the Mishnah, in the beginning of Kol Haget, do not work, we mentioned they all don't work, they're not good enough because they're a lack of Lishma, if the man would use these Gittin, that would be enough to make his wife Psula Likahuna. She's not divorced yet. She cannot marry anyone else yet, but if after giving the get the husband dies, she is not called an amana. She is an amana with a stain of gerushin on her, so to speak, what we will see later on called, Rashi quotes it here, Reach haget, it smells of a get. There's some type of aroma of a get, which isn't actually gerushin, but it's enough for the high standard of the Isser of Grusha Lekohen, right? An Isser Daraisa, which works. If a Kohen would marry a Grusha, it would work. There is Tfisas Kiddushin. That's one of the problems of the Shita that holds Kol Milsa David Rachmano Osevid. Anything that the Torah tells me not to do, I Ovid Lo Mahani, it shouldn't work. So how does this work? So the Gemara discusses this in Temura. This is one of the exceptions of the rule that the Torah says the marriage would work, but it's living in sin each time. A Kohen is not allowed to marry a Grusha or a Zona or a Gioris or any in those categories. So Rav says here too, with all of these Gittin that the man would give, it would all possible her for Kahuna, except for the first one. The first one where it wasn't written L'shem Gerishin at all. It was just Sofrin Makrin, so then that's totally like giving a watch. It's like giving something that nothing to do with Gittin. And therefore, the first case is meaningless, but all the other cases would create Reach HaGet. Ushmuel Amar, and Shmuel says, Af Risho Nami Posel. Shmuel has the most extreme Shita in one direction. Even the first one, as long as it looks like a get, and it tastes like a get, and everything, even though it wasn't written like a get, still, Shmuel says that's enough to passel her for Kahuna. Again, so Shmuel might be a Chiddush in Hilchas Gittin or in Hilchas Kahuna, or both. Right? Even if this has nothing to do with Gittin, really, just it's physically a get, but still it's enough. Or it's also a Chiddush in Hilchas Kahuna. Such a low standard do you have to, or a high standard, do you have that any little thing is going to cause her to have a stain of gerushin on her, even though it's totally not connected and doesn't have any effect on her. Right? The classic case of Reach HaGet, Rashi quotes here from the last parak, Daf Pei Beis, Ha'omer le'ishto, harayat megureshes mimeni, ve'iyata muteres l'chaladam. Man gives a get to his wife, you're divorced from me, but you're not mutter to the world. The two parts of get that is supposed to do both. Right? Usher to the husband and mutter to marry someone else in the world. Right? You cut away from the husband, so to speak. But that's an isha grusha me isha afilu lonis garsha ela me isha ulachem lohutra pasal l'kahuna. That's the classic case of Reach HaGet, where even if you're only divorced from him, but you're not mutter to others, that is not a krisus, but it's enough to create Reach HaGet. So those are the first two shitas. Rav says they all create Reach HaGet. They all pasal for kahuna except the first case. Shmuel says even the first case. V'az de Shmuel etaymei, and Shmuel goes l'shita so. De Amar Shmuel, because Shmuel says the general rule elsewhere. And the Rambam quotes this in the beginning of Hilchas Gerushin. Kol makom sheshanu chachamim get pasul, or a form of this. Kol makom sheshanu chachamim get pasul, pasul uposel. Whenever the rabbi used the lashon of get pasul, That means it is pasul, but it is posel the woman if it is used. What's the other lashon that could have been used? Batel. Batel. The difference between pasul and batel. Like we will have, Be'ez Hashem, in the beginning of the fourth parak, right? Hashaleya gel le'ishto. V'amar lo gesher azati l'cha. Batelu hareze batel. That's a different type of word. They both mean knocked out. But batel means nullified, totally out. Pasul means it's there, but it's pasul. There's a problem with it. Shmuel says whenever the Chazal use the word batel, that it's totally nothing, insignificant. But pasul is significant and creates reich aget. So pasul or posul. Or if it also says enoget. Enoget also is totally knocked out. That's like batel. But Shmuel says the word pasul just knocks it down one level, but doesn't make it totally mutter. We always have to know, within each area of halacha, there are different words that are used. So here we're learning that in Gittin, you have three levels. Kosher, pasul, batel. Like lahavdil in Hilchos Shabbos, you have chayiv, pater, mutter. Right, all three levels there. Derabanan, Deraisa. So here you have the three levels in Hilchos Gittin as well. And not only in Hilchos Gittin, Shmuel continues, chalitza. Chalitza psula throughout Hilchos Yibam and Chalitza. If there is a Chalitza psula, there is some type of problem with the Chalitza, and it is pasul, so that does not mean that nothing has happened yet. Psula uposalta min ha'achid. Psula, it didn't work, and therefore she requires something else, but none of the other brothers can now do Yibam for her, because it's already considered that something was done by the brother that did this Chalitza psula, and therefore, kivan shalo bana shuvlo yibna. Once something was done in Chalitza, so then the Yibam cannot take place. So that's Shmuel. So that's Shmuel l'shitaso, because all of these gittin are psulim, and pasul means pasul uposel, the woman. And the same thing by Chalitza. But Ma'arava Amri Mishmeid Rabbi Lazar, in Ma'arava they give an example for Shmuel Shita, Smol Velayla Psulos Uposlos. If someone did a Chalitza with the left foot, or Velayla, or did it at night, Psulos Uposlos, that is a Chalitza Psula, but it is not totally insignificant. Rashi says on the bottom, Shem Chalitza Alei. It has a Chalos Shem Chalitza. Elo Shalonas is Bechshera. Right, but it's not done totally bakashrus as it should have been done. That's less problematic forms of chalitza, using the left foot and at night. But, says the Gemara, katan, if a child does chalitza, a katan, the anpulia, or you don't use the leather special shoe that it has, sandal that has to be used, but anpulia, Rashi describes some type of a cloth shoe, right, some type of other type of shoe, psulos, the ain poslos, that's nothing, right? That's ain poslos because that is totally mufka from being a chalitza, right? We know in Hilchos Chalitza, even on a daraisa level, there are things that could be lacking, and it's not even psula, right? It's kshera, right? We mentioned the chalitza that has to happen, the actual taking off of the shoe. But we spoke about the kriyas apsukim, the Mishnah tells us in Yevamos, right? We spoke about the rikika. Right, machlokes, whether the rikika is ma'akev or not. So that's even on the daraisa level. Even if according to the shita, that is not ma'akev, if you don't have it, you wouldn't call that a chalitza psula. That would be a chalitza kshera that's not done with every requirement. Here we're saying, even if it's lacking a major requirement, right, left foot, and you would have to do it again, but it's enough to prevent any of the brothers from doing Yibum afterwards. So that is all those shita number two. So again, Rav says all of these Gittin will pasul except for the first one. Shmuel says they'll all pasul even the first one. Next, third shita, Ze'iri Amar, Kulan Ein Poslin Chutz Ben Achron. Ze'iri says they all pasul, they all don't pasul except for the last one, meaning all of them, if it wasn't written for this man, for this woman, it's not lishma, it's nothing. It's like a blank piece of paper, says Iria. You're doing nothing except for the last one. Why? Yesh Breira. Right? Ziri must hold the last one, which was written for this man, and for one of his wives, which he will choose. That one creates Reach Aget, or at least Yesh Breira Lachumra. Right, if it's not a get kasher, he would say, but at least lechumra v'chein amar avasi kulan eposin chutz mina achron. Right, and that's so too, not possible except for the last one. Right, Rashi says on the second line chutz mina achron de lechumra amrinon yesh breira upsulo lekahuna. Not vaday, but at least lechumra we will say yesh breira. So the fact that Rashi says that the achrona point out, it sounds like Rashi is holding against the Tosos we mentioned yesterday. Tosos we had yesterday says, don't compare this Breira to other cases of Breira in Shas. Even if you hold Yesh Breira in other areas of Halacha, that would not be enough for Hilchas Gittin. For Hilchas Gittin, you require Mamish at the time, not as if it was at the time, not Lebafreya. That's what Tosfos said in Dibre Maschil La'Eza. Tosfos says, Omari, Vafilo Ma Desavar Ba'alma Yesh Breira Hachamode. Here is different. Rashi here seems to be connecting this to Breira of Kolatzar Akula, which, to be fair, Rashi seems to be based on the Gemara. As we're going to have, today's daf is all about Breira. It sounds like it's comparing it on to Kolatzar Akula. That's why, in every sugya of Breira, we mentioned Breira is a very large, many multi-level topic. You'll find in every area of Breira someone who says, this Breira is different. In everyone, Erevin is different. Gittin is different. Nadarim is different. Every case of Breira you find, oh, this is different. But the Gemara connects all of them. And the Gemara mixes and matches. So, yes, everyone might be unique, but there is some connection of them on some basic level. So Tosfos said yesterday, this one is different. But Rashi here, the Achronim suggests that it's different than the Tosfos, because Rashi is saying, this Shita must all Yesh Breira L'Chumra, just to be safe. But that is all Shita number three. And then finally we have Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, fourth Shita, Af Achron, Nami Eina Posel. None of them. I don't think this is Re'ech HaGet at all. None of them. Does he believe in the principle of Re'ech HaGet? Yes. As if a get, a man writes to his wife, Lishma, but the case that's given later on. Right? Harayat, Mugureshes Mimani, Viat Mutaras L'Chal Adam. Right? That type of case where it's half of a get, but it's half of a good get. Half of a perfect get, but none of these, all of the ones in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yochanan would say, are significant problems, and therefore it's not a get at all. And the Yazir Rabbi Yochanan L'taymeh, and Rabbi Yochanan goes according to his reasoning. Damar Rabasi Amar Rabbi Yochanan. So now we're getting into general Breira issues. Rabbi Yochanan says, Ha'achet Shechilku. If you have brothers that split up Yerusha, the father died, they split up the Yerusha. So the question is, how do we look at them? Is there some type of conceptual, theoretical splitting up of the Yerusha the second that the father died? So now, when the brothers are splitting it up, they're really re-splitting it up. They just don't know, conceptually, what happened right when the father died. But it's like they're re-splitting it up again. Or do we say no? And that would be Ein Breira. Because it's not Mavura right away. Now they could be getting a different portion. Or do we say no? Something occurred. There was some type of conceptual splitting up the second that the father died. And now as they split it up, we could say this is exactly the correct splitting up that happened conceptually at the moment that the Yerusha kicked in, the moment that the father died. And that would be Yesh Breira. And this was always their portion. Rabbi Yochanan says the former. Rabbi Yochanan says, what are brothers considered when they split it up? Lekuchos hay. They're considered as if they bought it from each other. Meaning, maybe they had a different portion and now they're getting a second type of portion. They're considered lekuchos. And therefore, umachzirin zela zebiyovel. And that is why they must return the splitting, when it comes to Yovel. Yovel, we know the mitzvah is for all of the properties to return to their original state. And therefore, in this case, you don't say that the brothers were always supposed to have this portion. Because the Hachzara of Yovel does not apply to Yerusha. Theoret, not Yerusha. It doesn't apply to something that's always been mine. But here, Rabbi Yochanan holds, this has not always been mine. In some conceptual level, it was not mine, and now I've re-split it. So that's clearly Rabbi Yochanan holds in that case of the Yerusha, Ein Breira. And that's Rabbi Yochanan Lashitaso, who says in our Mishnah, even in the fourth case, there is no Re'ech HaGet because of Ein Breira. Just as I mentioned a minute ago, Tosfos says here, oh, this case is unique. Rabbi Chanan says that the case of Yerusha is unique, which is true. Most cases of Breira involve my doing something. Stage one, stage two, do you look, see the roots of stage two at stage one? Yerusha, it's in the realm of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right when the father dies, could you really say that the children each are designated a portion which we don't know about? And then the day later, we split it up. Oh, this is not the portion that I was supposed to get. That's a huge chiddush to apply compare Breira in that case to Breira in other cases. But that's what the Gemara does. The Gemara does it right here. But again, Rabbi Chanan in Beitza, in Simon Lamed Zayit, says, keep in mind that this Breira is a little different. So if you ever have any steers in Breira, like we're going to talk about soon, you can always be Mechalik, because the Gemara compares them all on a certain level. But really, each Breira is also unique, and there are categories, as the Gemara is going to say today as well. That's what the, just to read Rabbi Elchanan in Beit Salam et Zayin, Bish lama b'chol ha-kinyonim, fine, by kinyonim, you could say, Hari Husna b'feirish ha-kinyon tali b'masha aselios. There's a kinyon that happens in the future. The kinyon could have happened now. Do we see the roots of the kinyon? Now. But here, when it comes to Yerusha, din breira b'Yerusha chalak mi din breira b'kinyonim. This is a very different type. Via filo lamanda amar b'chol duch de yesh breira, matzi sover b'Yerusha ein breira. Even if you say normally it's split up, it's hard to say that by Yerusha, because when the father died, there was nothing split up. The father died. It's a package. It's an estate. So even if you say Yesh Breira in general, it might be harder to say Yesh Breira here. So that's Rabbi Elchanan. So we have Tosfos in Kol HaGet saying it about our case of Gittin. You have Rabbi Elchanan saying it by about Yerusha. Right, so you have it that's Breira. You have the Rashba here. The Rashba says, there's a steer in Ravasi. Right, this is a classic. Ravasi says that here, Ravasi is in Shita number 3. Right? They all pasul except for the last one. What's the last one? Because you have to be worried, maybe Yesh Breira, and therefore, says Ravasi, they all don't pasul except for the last one. Because you have to be worried, Yesh Breira Lechumra, the Rashba asked. And he says, Ravasi elsewhere, you see, holds Ein Breira, so the Rashba says, be mechalik between them. Or say he's just machmir and he's not sure what to say. The Avagah, the Rashba says, Ravasi Amar Besamach. Ravasi holds, who's quoting Rav Yochanan here? Ravasi Amar Rav Yochanan. Ravasi is holding by the Yerusha case, Ein Breira. But one second, he just said, Shita number 3, Ze'iri and Ravasi hold, Yesh Breira. Says the Rashba, he's just being machmir in both ways. Be machmir lechumra and machmir lechumra. After the hachaz lechumra vacha lechumra, Ravasi misafkale, gabi achas shechilku, right? Hilchak zil hacha lechumra, posel lekahuna, mishum breira, uposel legarish, bo mishum dilma ein breira, ubiyovel machzirin lechumra. So you just, the Rashba says, you are mechali. This din were alluded to by the, or mentioned by the Gemara, vacha shechilku, umachzirin zelazebiyovel. There's two questions to ask. Number one, what does that exactly mean? Machzirin zelazebiyovel? A detail. And number two, this is part of the larger mitzvah of Yovel. We know we don't have Yovel b'zman hazeh anymore, even midrabanan. We don't have Yovel, so we have Shemitah on a derabanan level, but we don't have Yovel midrabanan. Why? Because Yovels, they stopped counting. There is a machlokes between the Rambam and his Rebbeim. He quotes it in Hilchos Shemitah of Yovel. When did Yovelo stop? When did they stop counting Yovel? Sounds like a machlokes in Metzias. Didn't they count Yovel during bias, during the 70 years, during Bayesheni, right, and that is a big nafkamina. But either way, after that, at some point, they stopped counting Yovelos, we just skip it. We just do 7, 7, 7, 7, 7. The Gemara talks about why Dafka Yovel, does not exist anymore, Midaraisa, because we don't have Kol Yoshvei Aleha, we don't have the Shvatim in their proper spots. But some of the halachas of Yovel, number one, you have a mitzvah of Tekiah Shofar b'Yovel, that is a mitzvah Daraisa. In Parshas Bahar, you have all the mitzvahs of Yovel that are put together. You have the mitzvah of counting towards Yovel, mitzvah Shin Lamed in the Chinuch, mitzvah Shvira Sheva Shapso Shanim. You have the mitzvah of blowing shofar in Yovel, separate mitzvah, a mitzvah of sanctifying Yovel, Shin Lamed Beis. So in that mitzvah of sanctifying Yovel is included things to do and things not to do. You're not allowed to work the land. That's part of Kiddush Yovel. L'kadesh nasa chamishim kamosh nasa shmita. Klomar, bebitol avoda ba'aretz vehefgrat someach bo. Right? Not doing is the mitzvah sasei of Yovel. Then you have a lo sasei also. Shalom navoda aretz ba'aretz ha-Yovel. But there's also the other details. You have the mitzvah of shofar, and you have the lo sasei, a couple of psukim down, chaf hei chaf gimel, the iser of selling a piece of land in Eretz Yisrael forever. Shlo nimkar sadab Eretz Yisrael litzmisus, sheneamar baharis lo simacha litzmisus, klomar, shelo, there's an iser daraisa, right? There's a mitzvah for the land to go back, part of the mitzvahs of Yovel, but there's an iser daraisa for you to try to sell the land. Does it work if you sold the land forever? What if we made a t'nai? This land is not going back during Yovel. Does that work? Says the Sefer HaChinuch, according to Rambam, Klomar, what does it mean, V'aretz lo tzimach lo tzmisus? This is a machlokas rishonim. What does this pasuk mean? Right, and it has a ramification. What does our Gemara mean? Klomar, Shelo yisnu b'nei en mocher v'lokeach lasos b'emkarm lo tzmisus. They're not allowed to make a tnai that the sale will be forever. V'af al-pi shayovel mafkiya v'alkarcham. Even though it's not going to work anyway. Even trying to do it. Even trying to do it is not going to work. She'i efshar lohem lahasno salzel afishu negen mitzvah satorah. Afal pikein em asukein avru al halav hazeh. That's the sheet of the Rambam. How to understand this pasuk of Aretz lo simacher litzmisus. Right, that relates to the sugya of Yavin Mahani Yovel Lomahani. This is one of the rayas that Rava brings at the beginning of Tumura for Yavin Lomahani. It's not going to work. If you look in the Ramban on that pasuk discusses what he thinks this pasuk means. V'aretz lo tzimachar litzmisus. V'yitachein, says the Ramban, sheyia lo tzimachar litzmisus lav b'mocher. Shelo yimkarena lachalutin lomar harini mocher l'chol olamim gam acharei yovel. V'alvi sheyovel mafkia, right, like the Rambam says, hizir ha'kazav l'mocher o l'shneim shelo yasum imkarem litzmisus. V'im amru kein yavar alav azev lo yoklum ki takzer b'yovel. And then he quotes that from the Rambam. But then the Ramban says, v'hanachon be'enai she'ein ze lav l'lkos olav. You're not going to get malchus for it. Aval hutam yomar hinhigu b'neichem ha'yovel. V'al yikshe b'neichem ki li ha'aretz. V'eini rotze she'timachar l'tzmisos k'shar hemem karim. Says the Ramban, I don't think it's a separate los asay. It's a, what he would say, a shalila. The land cannot be sold. Not, should not be sold. The Ramban says, I don't think this is a lav, even though it sounds that way, but lo timacher, it doesn't say lo timkar. Lo timacher sounds like it's going on the karka, not going on the gavra, and therefore the Ramban says, I agree that it's not going to work if you try, but I don't think it's counted as a separate lo sase. Why dafka? Again, there's a lot here when it comes to this isser of Yovel, right? Misharshi ha-mitzvah, what's the message of this mitzvah? Why does the land all have to go back? And why dafka? I saw in the Yagdol Torah, they quote from one of the rebbes. Why dafka 50 years Yovel the land goes back? So says the one of the rebbes. Yemeishin oseinu shivim shana. We know the average lifespan David HaMelech says is 70 years. The first 20 years, the Gemara mentions, you're not involved in real estate the first 20 years, right? That's you're a gadol, right? But there is Gemara that up till 20 years they're not involved in real estate. So there's 50 years where you could be involved. Every 50 years, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants that every child could start again. Right, it's not that, you know, you're stuck with what your father did. It goes back to the way it started. And that's why Yovel is every 50 years, because after 20 years, that's the 50-year time period where a person has to be selling real estate. It says, Ava chamishim shana, I'm sorry, bohem, vashana masheru bushuz atzmo heim be'era chamishim shana, bohem umoshal arachusho limkar v'lasos kirtzono, nitna to rishus, you can sell whatever you want, up till 50 years, kedeshi yaniach yirushasu labanav acharav, vilo hayachol abkol etzmisus, oto reka zolo v'sove, right, ain't a doi, labanav acharav, the children are going to be stuck, right, v'arz lo sumachar letzmisus, and in that way, it will go back. So that's what our Gemara says, that according to Rabbi Yochanan, machzir b'yovel, because they're considered lukuchos. But the other detail to mention, and then we'll continue, is, what exactly does it mean in this case, that it goes back in Yovel? When you buy something, okay, it goes back to the original owner. But here they split it. So what happens? So Rashi says, sounds like Rashi says, V'chozer b'yovel l'tchilaso mishum mitzvahs yovel v'hadar shaklei kidmei ikara. You give it back and then you take it as you did earlier. Not 100% clear what Rashi means. Does that mean they give it back and then they just take back the portion that they've always had? That's one way to understand Rashi. Shaklei kidmei ikara. You give it back to fulfill the mitzvah of Yovel. Let's put it back in the pot. Let's all get together and have a Yovel party. And then we'll go back to our fields and retake it. Is that what it means? Right? Or does Rashi mean you split it kidmei ikara just like you split it earlier? You split it again. Right? It's not 100% clear in Rashi. If you look in the Chachma Shlomo in the back, when he quotes Rashi, he thinks that Rashi means you're splitting it anew. You're not getting your same ones. He says, Pirish cholkos atam echadash, kemosha chilku mitchila. And then he says, ubisma kasav beferish, is then notin chalko lecha venoto chelik hasheni. They flip. You take this portion, I take this portion. So it's not 100% clear what what Rashi means, and it's also not clear what the Rambam means. When the Rambam quotes this in Hilchos Shmita, Yud Aleph Chaf, also, the Achronim wonder what he means. Ha'achid shechilku, he quotes the Rabbi Yochanan, kilakuchos hein, u'machzirin zelazeh chelko b'yovel, v'lo tibatel chalukasan mikamosha haisa. And their chaluka shouldn't be batel from what it was. So does that mean they each take their own portion that they've had? Or you keep the portion, but you just flip them? You keep the type of portions, but you flip them, right? That's the Kesef Mishnah says from the Rambam. It sounds like you're mevatel the chaluka legamre. V'lachzor v'lachlo kibatchila. Ela chaluka kayem, it's rock. He says, well, is the Rambam Rashi saying something different? But that's not 100% clear what that means. Okay, but let's continue. Says the Gemara now, Tzricha. You need Rabbi Yochanan to say his shita about Ein Breira, both by the Yerusha case and by the Gittin case. V'tzricha di et mar baha, if you only had our case, baha kamar Rabbi Yochanan Ein Breira, maybe only by Gittin he will hold Ein Breira mishum debin ala lishma, because he requires lishma. This is what Tosos quoted before. Why this might be different. Aval hasam mecher hu da'am rachman alayadar b'yovel. But over there, maybe only sales should go back in Yovel. Aval Yerusha matana lo. But Yerusha matana, that's not a sale. That's a different category, therefore you should be able to keep it. That's one thing. V'yeshminan sadeh. And if you only had the case of the sadeh, meaning the case of the Yerusha, maybe only there, he says, ein breira, mishum de lechumra. There we're just being machmir. But it doesn't mean that he holds of it straight. We're just being machmir. But if you'd have a case that's machmir the other way, you'd hold the eish breira. So mishum de lechumra. Inami, or maybe there's a special din by Yovel, just like there's a special din by Gittin. Special din by Yovel. What's our girsa? Kitchila. As it always was. As it was before. And that's why there's a special pasuk. Even if you hold usually yesh breira, that's not good enough here. Aval ha'chaim alo. Sricha, but here not. Sricha, so therefore, you need both. The language, there's another girsa that the other Rishonim quote. The Rashba quotes this girsa and others. Inami kitchila shel Eretz Yisrael. Right, an extra phrase. Maybe this is like the tchila, not just of this family, but go back to the original chaluka of the Shvatim, Kitchila Shel Eretz Yisrael. And the Rashba quotes that from Rashi, which we don't have it here. Right? We just have Kitchila in Rashi. Right? We don't have that. And therefore, it's not because of Ein Breira. It's just because of a special din. Kishem Shem Mitchila Sahaisa Belo Chelek Le'ish Acher La'Avram Avinu Kach Tachzer B'Yovel. Right? And not Mishum Abreira issues. That's the, either way, that's the Gemara's Mechalik. Possibly Gittin's different. Possibly Yovel would be different. Vayter. Boi minei Rav Oshia mei Rav Yehuda. Omar lulavlar kasuv le'ezah shetetzei mipesach tchila mahu. Right? A man thinks he's Yiftach. Right? So what does he say? He says to his scribe, you know, whichever one of my wives, you know, I realize that I shouldn't be married to two wives, as we said yesterday. So I love them both. So I don't know. Bezin wants me to divorce one of them. Cheren Rabbeinu Gershom. I'm stuck. I really don't know. So, you know, I'll leave it up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Whichever wife of mine comes out of the doorway first, that's the one I'm going to divorce. Right? So what's the halacha there? Could that get work? Amar le tani tua. What do you mean? That's the case, the fourth case of the Mishnah, no? Yes or mikan. Amar le lavlar. Ketov le'ezah she'ertza agarish. Pasal agarish bo. Alma ein brera. It's mefurish. Right, so that really wasn't, that question was really to build up to the next question. That was pretty, even though it's a little different. In the Mishnah it says, whichever one I will want, and here it says, whichever one I will, that will walk out of the door first. But either way, in both cases, it should not work in Breira. Eisvei, but is that really true? Rav Oshia asked Rav Yehuda, is that really true? Eisvei, what about the case regarding a carbon Pesach? Homer Labanov. Harini Shochin is a Pesach Amisha Ya'ale Mikem Rishon LiYerushalayim. Let's say, you know, it always happens. The kids are taking such a long time. You want to get there already. You're in the car, and they're all taking their time. So the father says, you know what? He announces and he says, whoever gets up to Yerushalayim first, he's going to be Nimna in the Karban Pesach. Right? That's it. And everybody else is going to have to fend for themselves. We'll have to see what the halacha is. But he says, the shechita that's happening before you get there, it's going to have whoever gets there first in mind. As we know, the halacha is by Karban Pesach, you have to be a part of a chabura before the shechita. And therefore, that's what he says, whoever gets there is going to go backwards, and the shechita is going to count, even though the shechita happened to it already. So, kiva chenichnas rishon rosho verubo, once the first one gets up there, zacha v'chelko, umezake zacha v'imo, it goes through him, he's zocha in his chelek, and all the other siblings have to take part of his portion, but it goes through him. But you see, Breira, right, the Shechita happened, he got there after the Shechita, and now we're going back. So you see, Yesh Breira. So asks Rav Oshia to Rav Yehuda, how could, to Rav Yehuda, the Amora, right, how could our Mishnah by Gittin say, Ain Breira, you see by, and you're telling me that Gittin even might have a higher standard, you see by the Pesach case, Yesh Breira. Says the Gemara, Amalei, so Rav Yehuda answers, Hoshia Bri, Ma Inyan Psachim Eitzel Gittin. Don't compare the cases. Meaning, what does he mean by that? He's not fundamentally making a difference. He's saying, fundamentally, Ein Breira. Fundamentally, Ein Breira. Why does it work over there? Because the father really was just making a game. Really, the father had everybody in mind. Already. It's not that anything had to be mevurar. At the time of the Shechita, everybody was already included. Right? The Rashi says here, right? The father had him all in mind already. Ha'itmar Allah Amar Rabbi Yochanan k'day lezarzan b'mitzvos. He was just doing this to get him out of the house. He was doing this to be mezarez them. Interesting. Is a parent allowed to lie in order to be mezarez to teach midos? That's what it sounds like from here. Zrizus. He's trying to teach Jesus to his children. But, and he makes up a story. So, Dekanami, the language also proves this is true. Diktani, Kiva Shinichas Rishon, Rosh Avarubo, Zacha Bechelka, Umzache Zachavimo. Right? That also proves why. E Amrit Bishlama, Da Amninhu Meikara, Shapir. If you want to say that they were all included originally, and this was all just Lazarus and Bemitzvahs, then fine. We would understand why all the other brothers are also included. That's why he's Mizaki for the other brothers. Ela E Amrit Delo Imninhu. But if they weren't Nimne earlier, Liachashmita, Mika Misnu, Misminu. How could the other brothers be included? He didn't even say anything about the other brothers. And it's after the Shechita. So it has to be, says the Gemara, that that case is not a problem because that's not a case of Breira. Right? Everything happened already. The father's just on the outside saying something that is going to try to get them excited about it. I'm sorry. V'hatznan, one more line. Nimnim u'oshchein yidim imenu achi yishchot. Right, until she's shachin, until the it is shechted, right? That's, you have to be part of the chavura before shechita, and therefore here you have to say that they were really part of the shechita beforehand. After Tosas Arash, did Reb Oshia, know this discussion of psachim? Right, so what do you ask him this for, from psachim? He didn't know that, right, that this was an answer you could have given. After Tosas Arash, Mikashali, Kibin the other of Oshia Hahi to Ha'omer Labanav, Harini Shochet Esa Pesach, Imkein, Maikami Boile. What was he actually asking? V'yeish Lomar, Mishum Di'ika Lamanda Amar, Sel Labayis, Lav De Oraisa. V'ein Srichin Minu, Irak Lazar Zod B'mitzvos. Mikal Makom, Hikshalo, Mimeno Leida, Maya Shivlo. There are many ways you can interpret this Braisa from Mesechus Psachim. It could have worked because of Yesh Breira. It could have worked because, the Gemara says, they were already all appointed beforehand, and this was just to be Mezaris then. You could have answered that whole halacha about being appointed, Ktanim also is Selav Esavos is Lav Daraisa, right, which is a separate topic in Psachim. So he just wanted to know what was going to be the approach, right? That kind of Selav Esavos is a big topic. Just to mention the Shita, whenever this comes up, we like to mention the Shita, the Rambam. The Rambam has an interesting Shita about a Katan Shenis Gadel, right? If a child becomes a Gadol between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni, so he's Chayiv in Pesach Sheni. But the Rambam has an amazing Shita. If the father had the child in mind by Pesach Rishon, he's not mechuyev. He's not mechuyev in Pesach Rishon. He's pater from Pesach Sheni. That's the Rambam Shita. Katan shehigdo bein shnei psachim chayavin lasos Pesach Sheni v'im shachto alav b'rishon pater. Right, and the Kesef Mishnah there's bothered. Perak hei halacha zayin atu katan bar chiyuvahu pturu. What's the what do you mean a katan? A katan is not a bar chiyuva. How can you say that he was yotze the Pesach Rishon? Says the Ma'ari Kirkus, Kivan derachmana rabye lakatan, sheyishchatu alav, umimaninoso, niftarhu bakach minasheni. What does that mean? As Reb Chaim explains there, he could still be included even though he's not obligated in it. He says, Abol enam deshaini pesach mi matzah. Pesach, milvan mitzvas ha-pesach sha'alav, besides the chi of gavra to eat a kezayis of karban pesach, ha-yesh bazeh odin ha-kravas karban, mashuhu karbano v'karav avuro v'olelo. to be connected to a Korban Pesach, not just to eat a chelek, like a mitzvah zachila, and the katan can be part of that second element. That's the chiddush of the Rambam. Eina mufkan me etzem adinim, v'mei p'turim mi mitzvah zapesach, mikol makom b'nei Korban Pesach ninu, u'psachim karav aleihen, v'olam l'shem pesach, k'chol ha'kabana sh'olin l'ba aleihen. Right, there's a kiyum that's connected to him, even though there isn't a chiyuv. But that's the Tosfos HaRash says this brisa could have many reasons for it, and that's why Rav Oshia asked the question to Rav Yehuda. Tani Nami Hachi, let's continue. The brisa also says, this is the pshat, Maisa v'kadmu banos l'banim. One time, the girls got there first. V'nimsu banos rizos u'banim shvalim. So it came out, the girls won, and the boys were lower. So what do you see from that lashon? It just sounds like it's a hashkafic. You know, they lost out on the Zrizus element, right? And that's why it's not anything more than that. Period. Omar Abaya.
So could a parent be a lion?
So that's a good, could a parent be Mizari? So Mishane Mebnei HaShalom. So Mishane, in order to, it's not a good idea for a parent to make up stories, because then the next time the kid's not going to believe the parent. Right, so it's not, I don't think it's a good idea, right? We have in general, children should, we should teach the children through real, right? Like the Ritva in the beginning of Masech HaSukkah, about not getting the child a lemon, getting him a real esrog, right? So it sounds like, and sitting in, the Ketanim having to sit in the Sukkah. So it's probably not a good idea generally, but this is, he had to be Mizaris then. Amar Abaya. Kaboy Mine Abaya wonders. I don't understand this whole question, this whole conversation between Rav Oshia and Rav Yehuda. Kaboy minei, here we get into categories of cases. Kaboy minei tola b'das acherim. He starts off by asking about a case that's tola, that's not dependent on me fully, it's dependent on others, meaning the case of whichever wife walks out of the house first. That's not in my control. V'kapasha le tola b'das asmo. And his answer was, from our Mishnah, whichever wife I want to divorce. That's what's called tola b'das asmo. V'hadr mosav le tola b'das acherim. And then he brings in the case of the winner of the race. So aren't we mixing different types of cases? Right? And Rashi notes here, you could be mechalek between them. Not every case, you say, oh, yesh brera totally, ain't brera totally. Right? How could we compare all of them? Let's just do the next line and then we'll come back to Rashi. Amar Rava, so Rava says to Abaya, umay kushya. Rava says, what's the problem? Dilma demanda isle brera, loshna tola badas asma, loshna tola badas acherim, isle brera. Maybe the one who holds a brera holds of it across the board. Umanda lesle brera, loshna tola badas asmo, veloshna tola badas acherim, lesle brera. Machlok es Abaya and Rava. Does it make sense to be machalik between cases which are totally in my control and cases which are out of my control? What would be the svara to be machalik? So, Rashi and the Ritva here. Rashi says, last couple of skinny lines. Rashi says, Dilma tole b'das atzmo leslan brera. Maybe, if it's totally on me, I'm not going to say brera there. Why? Demida asni b'resha. I can make the decision right now. By the fact that I don't make the decision, it is a reyasa. Right? It shows that I'm not sure. Gila b'daito shaya poseach al shtei ha'se'ifim. Right, using the language from Elio Anavi. Right, the guy's not sure. He's wishy-washy. Right, so there's going to be a harder time to put back into the past what happens in the future. Because why don't you just decide it at the earlier time? You didn't? You were in doubt? So we're not going to put it back. You can't say, oh, this is what he was always thinking. He was always thinking that, so why didn't he do that earlier? But if you're tola it on das achirim, gomar b'dayte meikara leza shetetze. I right now decide fully. I want whoever comes out of the house first. So there's nothing lacking in my das. That's Rashi svara, right? Because in the case of tola b'das atzmo, you should make the decision now. And the fact that you don't, it shows your poseach al sheyas seifim. Masha'inkein, when it comes to tola b'das achirim, the Ritva here has a similar type of lashon, but it is also a different focus. The Ritva's lashon is, you know, the Ritva, the Rabbeinu Kreskes Ritva, said, "V'taima d'abaya, d'mafle min tol b'das acherim tol b'das asmo, mishum d'bitole b'das acherim shapir shayich be'breira." Why? Shelo haya adavar toli meritzono ella b'mikre. That's not toli on his ratzon, that's toli on an event. U'b'chi ha,
Oh,
If something is not tali on his das, but it's tali on an event, so the roots of an event you could put back in the past. It happened then, okay, I can't control time. I can view it as if it happened now. But avol betol b'das atzmo, hechi shaychi lomar, dover adar alam afreya, hashtu hu dekam mimlich. If it's tali on decisions, so when you make the decision is when the decision is made. It's not tali on an event that didn't happen yet. Again, it's similar to Rashi, but it's a little different focus. But that would be the potential svara to be machalik. That's Abaya versus Rav. And again, there's a lot of discussion here. All the Rishonim are some of the answers to the stiras between the Amoraim that say different things are Tol B'das Atzmo versus Tol B'das Achirim. Amar Le Rav Mashar Shiel Rava. But 1 minute. Rava, you say that there shouldn't be any distinction. But for Harab Yehuda, the Tol B'das Atzmo less Slebreira, but Tol B'das Achirim is Slebreira. Rabbi Yehuda himself is Machalik. Why? What are the cases? Tola b'das atzmo lesle breira. Rabbi Yehuda does not hold a breira in a case where it's all tali on himself. D'tanya, what's the case? D'tanya, this is a classic case of breira. You see on the side? It's quoted. How many places in Shas is this tosefta into my quoted? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Maybe very popular brisa quoted. D'tanya, halokeach mi yayin ben akusim. If somebody buys wine from the kusim, right, at a point where there would be a chiyuv of chumas and maestras. Either Rashi says they're gerei emes, or Tosfos says, even if they're not gerei emes, we're not gozer on their stam yenam. Right, even if you want to say they're gerei arayos, but the chazal did not give, they're not actually non-Jewish, and therefore Chazal will not goes there on their wine, and the wine is still kosher, and you would need to take off chumas and maestras from it. So, here's the case. I have the wine, and for some reason, I can't actually be mafresh chumas and maestras from it. Why? Different suggestions. Rashi here says, you don't have any other kli to pour it into. I only have one cup of wine, so I can't take off chumas and maestras because I'm going to put it on the floor. I don't have a kli. Other places, Rashi says, right, Rashi says in Maseches Sukkah, maybe it's Erev Shabbos, and now it's Shabbos already, and you can't be mafresh really on Shabbos. Or maybe it's Ben HaShmashas. Right, there's some case you can't actually take off Shumas and Maestras. So what do? Omer. So the person could say, Shnei Lug in Shani Asi Lafrish. The two of the Lug that I am going to be mafresh after Shabbos, or when I get a kli, Harei Hein Shruma. Right, 2 out of 100, 1/50th. Asara, Maiserishon, 10 is Maiserishon, not actually 10, a little bit less than 10, 10% of what's left is Maiserishon, Tisha Maisersheni, and then what's left after that is Maisersheni, Umechal Vishose Miyad, Divei Rebbe Meir, and then Mechal, what does Mechal mean? Machlokas. Rashi says Mechal means you designate the Kedushas Maisersheni in the wine onto money, somewhere in your house. Right, Mechalel Rashi says b'dibura ba'alma. What's important about that Rashi? That even though we're going to say breira here, it's clear that if you could do something more than breira, you should do it. Rashi, but the fact that he says mechal here means do the chilul, means even if you say yesh breira, lechad chilul, don't rely on it. So actually do it. Tosfos does not like that pshat for various reasons. He says mechal just means start drinking. V'shosa miyad, divrei Rebbe Meir. Either way, Rebbe Meir says in this case, the hafrasha that you're going to do later on allows you to drink now, meaning working through breira. Rebbe Yehuda, v'Rebbe Yosi, v'Rebbe Shimon, Osrin. They say you're not allowed to do this, meaning ain breira. This is a case of tolet bedas atzmo, right? He could do it, but we say Rebbe Yehuda holds of ain breira, right? That is number one. And tolet bedas achirim is lay breira. And tolet bedas achirim, Rebbe Yehuda does not holds of breira. Ditznan, the Mishnah says later on, Mahi bosan ayamim, what's the case? A man gives a get. He's going out on a trip. He says, honey, this is your get from today if he dies from this illness. He's sick, he's this, he's that. So he gives her a get, and then 6 months later, he dies. What is the halacha of those 6 months in between? What if he is a Kohen? Could she eat truma? Could she eat truma in that middle time? After all, if he dies from this, then it's hareza get me'achshav, from now. Right, it's going to be retroactive. Is she an Asus Ish? If she's Mizana during this time, but it comes out that she was divorced already. So what's the halacha? So Mahi Ba'osan Ayamim, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Harehi Ke'eshus Ish L'chol Devareha. She's a married woman. Ulechimayis havegita. And when he dies, so then it is a get. So what do you see from there? That it's allowed to work. Tola b'das acherim, right? It's Hashem's das, right? Whenever he would die, it's le brera. He can hold the brera. So you see from there, right? Rashi says, right? V'ayri Rebbe Yehuda, Alma, right? Lo palik b'resha, right? Rashi says that Rebbe Yehuda clearly is agreeing that this would work. It would work as a divorce from today. And the whole shaila is, in the interim, what are you considered? But you see it's working. See, it's working. And therefore, asks the Gemara, who's asking this question, answer, Misharshi to Rava, you say there's no distinction, but here's a Tana that holds up a distinction between Tola B'das Atzmo and Tola B'das Acherim. And the Gemara, he asks another question, we'll get back to that in a second, but Al Maleir Misharshi to Rava, Harab Shimon, I'll ask you another one, Rava. Harab Shimon is another example. The Tola B'das Atzmo less Leibreira, but Tola B'das Acherim is Leibreira. Another Tana who has a distinction. Tola b'das atzmo les lebrera hada amran. Right, that's what we just said. He, Reb Shimon, is the same one in the Brisa about the wine as Reb Yehuda. Right, they say that doesn't work because les lebrera. Tola b'das acherim is lebrera. But tola b'das on others, there is brera. Ditanya, where is brera by tola b'das acherim? A new case. Says the Gemara, Ditanya. Harini bo alayach al manasha yirtza abba. A man is being mekadesh, a woman through bia. Kiddush Ebiya. And he says, honey, we're married as long as your father gives the okay. We'll ask him tomorrow. Right? As long as your father gives the okay. Harini bo'alei ha'manash yirtza abba, afapisha lo ratza ha'av mikudeshes. The Tanakhama holds, even if the father hates him, the marriage still works. Why? Ein adam osa bilas o bilas nus. We assume that the tanai is not really a tanai. And therefore, the marriage is a marriage anyway. Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda Omer Mishum Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon, though, says it does work. Ratza, the tzai does work, so to speak. Ratza av mekudeshes, lo ratza av einim mekudeshes. Question mark. So, Esra Misharshi to Rava. You see, both Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon have a distinction between Tola Badas Atzmo and Tola Badas Acherim. So, how can you say there's no distinctions between them? Answers Rava. This doesn't bother me. Amar lei bein l'Rabbi Yehuda bein l'Rabbi Shimon. Whether Rabbi Yehuda or Rabbi Shimon, lo shna tol b'das asma, lo shna tol b'das acherim, isle brera, islu brera. They hold a brera. What's your problem? The question about the wine and being mafrish, that's not because of ein brera. You know why they say that you can't do that? For hasem, because the tani taima, there's a practical worry. Amru lo l'Rabbi Meir, iatamo d'shem yibaka hanod v'nipsa zeshos etvalm l'mafreya. What if the barrel breaks before you get to do the afrasha? It'll come out that you drank tevel. Terrible. Misa b'deshamayim. And Amar Lamli kashi baka. Meir says, I'm not worried. Okay, when it breaks, I'll worry about it. But I don't worry that it's going to break. Either way, so Rava holds his ground that there's no distinctions between Tola b'das asma, Tola b'das acherim. Abaya holds there is a distinction, but it's clear that this chilek at least has a svara to stand on. The Rishonim here, these Tosafim on Chaf Hema Beis, quote other distinctions within cases of Brera, right? Is something Tosaf says on the fifth medium line, just as an example. The Yesh L'chalek, Bein Hacha Shemivara Dvarav Umasne Beferish, V'omer Shani Asil La'afrish, Li'ahidach Shechilko Sheinim Avara Klum. In the future, am I going to explain and be Mechalek, or is it going to happen by itself? Right? Is Hashem going to make it happen? One difference. There's another chilek of cases that's mentioned by the Ramban here. And this will end with this. It's a very important question that the Rishonim right here deal with. And that is, what's the difference between Brera and Tznai? Right here. This seems to be a case of a Tznai, and the Gemara is relating it to Brera. As I said yesterday, Tznai, Brera, and Asmachta are the three overlapping sugyas. So the Rishonim struggle to figure out why the Gemara sometimes relates cases that seems like Tznai to Brera. So Rashi says here, Rashi's suggestion is it biyadcha? If it's biyadcha, so then it's Tznai. Second wide line in Rashi. Ve'ein ze kishar tznoim sh'adam masne beget. Shebiyado lekaimam v'daito lekaimam kishemasna aleihem ukelishikesayim atznai v'gelam afreya aval hacha de'ein biyado u'bishas atznai usafek v'atznai miskayim me'elav. that you need Breira. Is it biyadcha or not? If it's not biyadcha to do or to fulfill, then you need Breira. If it's biyadcha, so then it is tonight, it's not Breira. So you have to work out whether that works. If somebody says, I'll marry you on condition that it rains tomorrow. So for that you need Breira. Because it's not in my control whether it rains tomorrow. Or do you say it's my control not to make that tonight? But that's Rashi's suggestion. You got to work it out. The Ramban has a different suggestion here. He has two parts, just to mention one of them. The Ramban says, well, how many choices are there in the future? Is it a yes or no question? Or is it a and B question? For example, if the case in Erevin, I'm not sure where the rabbi is coming from the east or from the west. I want to go to his shir tomorrow. I need to set an Erev Tchumen. I'm not sure which side to set the Erev Tchumen. So if the rabbi goes to the east, my Erev Tchumen on the east should be an Erev Tchumen. And if he goes to the city on the west, the one on the west, that's Breira, says the Ramban. Because it's not yes or no, it's east. Maybe it's the east, or maybe it's the, if you say, if there's a rabbi, then I'll set the Erev Tchumen. And if not, I won't have an Erev Tchumen. That's Tznai, says the Ramban. That's yes or no. But if it's two different choices, so then that's Breira. That's the Ramban's distinction, trying to figure out the difference between the two. Ein adam masne al beis dvarim. Vein daito nivreres mishar rishon alo davar zeh she'ira. That's the difference between Tznai and Breira. And there's a lot of discussion in this regard. Again, as the Yamshel Shlomo says, Breira is tremendous. But either way, this is the Breira sugyas in Maseches Gittin that we were able to touch on at least a little bit. And B'ezras Hashem, tomorrow we get back to other sugyas of Gittin. Parsha Shir should be up from last night. And B'ezras Hashem, we will continue tomorrow.